Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food!
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
So we decided we needed to do this kind of like impromptu episode because, so obviously, you know, we're following Effector really closely, the Effector story and everything that's happening. We had Emily on our podcast. We did that other podcast after that. And, but we didn't want to do every episode obviously about it because it's not necessary. But then Tanya just went on her live today. Well, when this airs tomorrow, yesterday. And Sammy and I, you and I watched it. I've never commented on anyone's live and I commented on this live.
Same. First time for everything.
I've
jokingly commented on a live before, but like never in a way that I'm like, I expect you to answer me.
Never in earnest.
Never in earnest, right.
Like when you care about something, like can you please answer me for real? So after we watched it, like at first we were like literally texting each other, being like, what is happening? And then I went through the day and I was just kind of getting like increasingly angry. And then, so we'll talk about what happens. But then the girl that she talks about, Alexis, like I messaged with her and she was posting these stories and I was just like so mad on behalf of her. And I was just, I took a shower and then I like, before I even like was done with my shower, I went and got my phone. I was like, Sammy, we need to do an episode about this because I have no words.
The crazy thing is that, okay, when we were watching it, we were like, is she going to apologize? Is she going to take,
literally, yeah.
Is she going to take accountability? Then at one point we both were like, no, this is not going in that direction. And she singles out one girl out of all these people who have messaged her at Wellness Alexis, this one girl. Okay. And she decides she realizes that this girl had been a fan and that she had the book. And she decides to get on the phone with her. Like, I can't even imagine, like, what made her think.
Well,
why this person? Why would you choose to engage over the phone, like, before, like, vetting what this conversation is going to be like? And then she basically sounds like she berates her over the phone.
Like, literally, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's backtrack. Because the thing that also blows my mind is she says she's going to go live to talk about disordered eating.
Yeah.
Like that's what she says. I'm going live today to talk about disordered eating. And we're like, you and I were like, what could she possibly say? And we're like, okay, this is probably just going to be like another, like, it's not my fault. It's all your guys' fault. My hands are clean. So then she talks about this. I saw the comments back and forth. I remember Emily posted them. That like sparked her desire to have a phone call is because Alexis, her Instagram name is Wellness Alexis. It's her shady like wellness account. She says she blocked all of the people she knew so she can make this account so she can talk about wellness.
Which is incredibly vulnerable, like in its own right.
Extremely. Tanya is getting on the phone with a girl and then talks about it on her live under some guise of this is a conversation about disordered eating.
And a guise of like, this kept me up all night because this one woman had read the book. It's like, did you not pay attention to all of the people who had already said they had read the book and had still had problems with the diet?
It was all a script. You and I were texting that this is, even though she doesn't have her pamphlet today, it's a script. And here's why. Because Alexis then goes live with Emily. I think you were at a therapist appointment. and she says that the way that it went down was, So she said, can you please DM me, Tanya, to Alexis. Alexis DMs her. Then Tanya goes, would you be willing to get on the phone with me? And she goes, okay, sure. Yeah, this is a great opportunity, like, to tell you how I feel. I would have done that. Yeah. And then Tanya goes silent, doesn't answer her, something like that. Then doesn't answer her until the next day. Alexis apparently is like, when is this going to happen? And then she just calls her like the next day, which makes me think that it was all a fucking terrible PR stunt.
Yeah.
So that she can then go on her live to say she talked to someone.
And the conversation kept her up.
And the conversation, oh my, this is the first person who's going to ever.
The drama of like, okay, this one conversation kept you up all night. The girl who read the book but didn't do the diet appropriately kept her up all night. We also have to mention that Alexis is a Black woman. And the amount of like advantage taking and like the unequal levels of power, like that also adds to the dynamic in like a massive way. And like you're going to talk about this conversation you had with this girl and like essentially like mischaracterize it after you left her crying and use it as some sort of like ploy that you had like a revelation about.
That's all I was thinking about is you are using this girl. You are using her. You are calling her out by name and you are using her for very failed attempt at like a PR recovery.
Well, what I noticed actually in the wake of this was that like throughout the day I was getting actually like the first reaction I saw to it was like everyone was like, this is horrible. But then I actually started receiving like double messages from certain people. You obviously are one of them also who's like, I can't stop thinking about this.
Yeah.
He was like, this is the most horrible thing she's done.
Same. I was having conversations with several people being like, I have no words. I'm in full shock.
I think that's the sentiment after.
Do you have any awareness? No, she doesn't.
She lives in a bubble. She lives in a bubble of Capri, Bilbo Kay.
Which she mentioned twice in the live.
She mentioned Italy twice also. She's like, I spent all summer in Italy. It's like, we don't need you to brag. It's not coming off well.
It's not coming off well. There's also just like so many like different levels of like fucked upness that happened in that short live.
I was gonna say, what about the question portion where like we and others were trying to ask questions?
That's
okay. And she kept spewing the same thing about social media. We also have to go into her whole argument about her apology in quotes was essentially, I'm sorry that you are stupid enough to follow me and believe what I post.
Okay, that
and
was for basically that,
you suck and I'm sorry.
So yeah, let's go over everything she said. So in the beginning, her whole spiel was that she had this big revelation overnight and it was so dramatic in which she brought it up. And it looked so fake. I just couldn't handle it. I hate bullshit. But it just, she realizes that so many of you, she's you all, you
idiots,
you follow my social media for health advice. Then she goes as far as saying, to be honest, you know, it's kind of irresponsible to follow social media for health. Are you fucking kidding me? All you do is give health advice on social media.
Right. Why do you have an account?
All you talk about is being a registered dietitian.
Right.
Like that makes exactly your credentials are supporting your I guess allowance permission to give health advice on social media.
Right. And then she uses those same credentials to back up why she's right in this situation. But it's like, I thought your credentials don't make us worthy of following you or make you worthy of listening to on social media.
Okay. She talks about how like she talked to Alexis and Alexis tries to explain to her that like because Tanya shows that she's on step one on social or appears to be only on step one on social media and has said it on stories, that it can cause allegedly disordered eating, you know? And then she goes, oh my God, I can't believe this. You have the book?
And I'm, well, The book.
The book.
The book.
And she calls the book the Bible. You know, in the beginning of all this, I really didn't want to talk about her. I didn't want, like, at all. It's just, like, thing after thing after thing, she's turned herself into a villain. Like, well, like a cartoon villain.
Well, at this point, the diet isn't doing the Instagram lives.
Exactly.
And
she's going live on her account.
Yeah. We've said everything there is to say about the diet. Like, those were episodes ago, but now she's continuing to do this and actually gaslighting the entire audience, exploiting people who follow her, and just in general, infuriating people.
So, yeah. So then... then she goes, so, I'm sorry for this miscommunication. Like, you and I were both like, she is going to, maybe she'll apologize, but she'll like, blame us.
Yeah.
It'll be our fault.
I'm sorry that you followed me, and it's your fault that you
We misunderstood
that.
Her social media.
Right.
It was so, we need to educate ourselves to understand her social media. I'm not... Oh.
Aileen, did you miss this story of her at Bilboquet where she had a bite of bread? How dare you do that and then accuse her of living on step one, which she's also said she is on.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
So she tells the same story that Alexis tells on the live, and Alexis says... but it cut different when Alexis was saying it because she was recounting her experience and she was like tearing up talking about it because Tanya was basically like, have we ever shared a meal? And you're left to say like, no, like we haven't. Have we ever gone to Italy together or Bilboquet together? She's like, no. Like, so then how would you know what I eat? Like, are you... that part, like, I have chills right now. It pissed me off so much. Like, you are an adult, like an older woman.
Yeah.
And you're speaking like this to somebody who followed you, who bought your book, who read your book, who followed your diet. This is how you're going to speak to someone?
Right. Like, the power imbalance, like, she's 21 years old. You're asking her these questions that make her feel backed into a corner. Obviously, she hasn't shared a meal with you, but you're someone who shares their food on the internet for a living.
Oh, I know.
I'm so mad.
So then but she just, yeah, wait, okay, go wait, ahead, go.
We have to talk about during the live, and this is something that I was confused about. She does this whole spiel bullying Alexis. And then she goes, I just learned a few minutes ago that Alexis recorded our conversation without me knowing. And she goes, I don't know. This part really fucking pissed me off. She goes, I don't know what state you're in, Alexis, but that's like could maybe be illegal. Huh? It's like, of course you know your fucking way around the legal system, Tanya. Like,
it was
so cruel. It was like a cruel threat. Yes. And then she's like, I still respect you, Alexis. And like, I loved our conversation. And she like put on her whole fake thing again after her
with the
legal
smile,
system.
The smile. The smile.
It's like you're not talking about anything that's worth smiling about, but okay. But so I was confused if she learned during the live that Alexis had recorded her, if she learned before the live that Alexis had recorded her.
And this was done out of spite.
Because if she learned before, then the whole thing is just like a multiple of 10 times sicker than if she learned midway.
Right. I was thinking that, but I don't know.
I couldn't tell what she meant.
I couldn't tell because I feel like the way that she acted wasn't acting at the end. But then again, I have no idea. I don't know. That part's unclear. But okay. But even before, that was the end, right? So after she's like, she had her comments off in the first half when she was like talking at us, which, okay. I don't mind when somebody takes, it's a live. It's okay if you want to turn the comments off. Like, I don't agree that that's like silencing the people. Like if you want to just get a message across and then turn them on because the messages are very distracting.
Yeah.
So, and they're on a delay. So then she turns them on, which, okay, great. And also because she did a live the other day or something and all the comments were really, really bad, right?
She did one this morning doing like actually making a smoothie. Oh, she made a smoothie on live this morning with banana in it.
Making fun of people. Making fun of the girls. She was literally so sarcastic. Like it was so insensitive and hurtful. And I'm like, what? This is what I mean. It was just like this on top of this on top of this. She's turning herself into like a villain. Like, and then she puts the half banana, by the way, it wasn't a full banana. It was a half banana in her smoothie. And all the comments were just really just like, just asking her like for accountability. Like, what you've never done this before. You're just doing this. Like what, you know?
Yeah.
So then she kept her then she turns her comments off on the State of the Union address about eating disorders. And
the Tanya rally. They're called Tanya rallies. Okay. Another point was about the influencer versus dietitian thing. And it's like, that's what okay, Alexis's well,
thing was.
Right. Well, if you're a dietitian, then maybe stop making so much of your content about things that influencers make their content about.
And then she says this line, which you could tell, we also texted about this, that you could tell she thought she was so good when she goes, "You choose who influences you." Like, again, you're blaming us.
It's like, actually, like, no, because if that were the case, then no one would spend any money on advertising. No brand. If you choose who influences you. That's just bullshit.
It's bullshit, but you could tell she thought that was brilliant. And it was just like, no, you're just gaslighting us again. Like, I felt like throughout the day, I just felt more and more gaslit. I felt gaslit on behalf of every single girl who wrote in, on the record especially, who she refuses to say, like, acknowledge. I felt gaslit on behalf of Alexis, too. Like, I was like, you're calling out this girl, this one girl.
Like, this is hardly the first time. Don't you, like, you remember that whole thing with that girl, like, Let's Jess Up or whatever, who's, like, testimonial she took, and then she, like, refused to take it down, and then she also bashed her on another live, like, and called her, I don't know. But
uneducated,
like,
or something.
I think it was like uneducated, probably this, like everyone's uneducated but her. She's
educated.
There's
this weird rhetoric about being educated. It's really fucking weird.
Like, educated in what way? Like, are we in the vow? Like, I educated how?
In my opinion, this is all my opinion. I think when she says that, it has to do with like skinnier is better. I think that's what she means by educated. I don't think she means by like about nutrition, or that's the feeling I get when she repeats herself over and over again, because Alexis posted today a DM with Tanya and Tanya wrote to her.
I saw that one. Yeah.
And I think it's worth reading out loud because Alexis is educated, very well educated.
And she's read the book.
And she's read the book. First of all, Alexis's education is she got a degree from Northwestern, early acceptance to Wharton, and a job, whatever. And she got a really, really good job yesterday. She started. But this is what she said. Tanya texts, messes her, DMs. Hi, Alexis. I truly wish you good health and happiness. May you continue to educate yourself and find what works for you. You are a bright and beautiful young lady, and I send you all the best. Green heart.
Oh, the fucking green heart. If I ever see that again, I'll never use it.
Instagram needs to remove it. Then Alexis writes back, the green heart. And I'm implying I'm not educated already doesn't make this condescending talk about me to 100K people. Okay. I wish you the best and that you will see the error of your ways sooner rather than later.
I wish that too. Like at almost at this point, it's like, it's beyond forgiveness because it's way too little too late. Like it can't be really like in. I don't see how she can recover at this point because she's spent so much time pursuing a strategy of total denial and gaslighting. But yeah, now it's going to go all the way. Emily's not going to give up. And I think that there are probably a few people with like solid cases. Like it might not be everybody, but like there are definitely individuals who have solid cases against her. Yeah. And like, I don't know if they're going to pursue them, but like, Emily seems to make it appear that someone
like
is.
There's going to be another level to this.
And there has to be. I don't get how you can just like have all these complaints and the founder does not take any responsibility or like offer any sort of rectification. The company denies it. And yet all these people have actually severe issues.
And then on top of that, she's flaunting her wealth. And it's like this whole, it's that whole thing is just, it's going to spiral. It's just going around the drain. Okay, so when she turns the comments, whatever, on, a lot of people ask, like, real questions. Like, and I, again, I've never written on a live before. Like, you inspired me. You wrote it. I was like, should I do it? Should I write something? Should I write it? I was just, I don't want to put myself in this, you know? But, like, we've already. And
also, like, yeah, we've already. And, like, if we're not, like, willing to, like, incrementally, like, use our voice to ask a question on a
agreed.
Live, like,
agreed,
who else
is nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking.
It is. Yeah.
And so you, and I, like, fully admit it. It's a scary thing to do. So, whatever. We did it.
Yeah.
And a lot of other women did it. And she really barely answered any of the questions. She had like her niece sitting there like choosing the questions for her. She picked and chose whichever ones she wanted to kind of answer.
She did. Okay, wait. To her credit, she did actually take the bracelet question.
She did. The bracelet question. You kept asking about the bracelet question. Can you talk about the bracelet and how it relates to like an anorexic culture?
So first she's like, the bracelet stands for like, it's the intentions bracelet. It stands for like, for being your best
living your best self.
And also she gave that phrase, why settle for mediocrity where greatness can exist, which is like how she's like, that's how we intend to approach every day. Then I asked like, but can you address like the connection with like pro anorexia communities and like how that like, okay, stop pretending like you don't know what I'm talking about, Tanya. Because then she's like, she basically got all incredulous and she was like, I can't handle this accusation that that F factor caused eating disorders. Like, I didn't say that. I asked you about the meaning behind the bracelet and the fact that it seems very similar to a very well-known piece of diet culture. I don't really know how best to put it, but it's like a very triggering thing for a lot of people. And the fact that she would have that as part of her, like, something she sells for, like, a ridiculous amount of money is very bad messaging.
Right. And instead, a lot of people followed up. They're like, what, can you just talk about the bracelet? What's your intention behind the intentions bracelet? Yeah. And she was like, it represents living your best life. And I'm like, so living your best life means eating less. Living your best life is eating less. That's what you're saying, first of all. Second of all, then you're saying, how dare you accuse me of promoting eating disorder? No, like you said, no one did that.
Also, the description of the intentions bracelet directly references choosing to not eat. Her description on her own website references using the bracelet to remind you of your intention to not eat bread. So I don't understand.
Every time you reach for the bread basket, that's like, you remember every time you reach, you remember you want to live your best life. Every time you reach for the bread, like,
right,
buy the bread basket.
She's saying your best life is no bread basket. Even though I strongly disagree
My best life is when the bread basket is in my vicinity.
Extra, the second bread basket. Do you want more bread? Yes, I absolutely fucking want more bread.
You guys finish that one off fast. You want the second one?
Yeah. You know what else I'll have? I'll have some butter.
Oh, I would love.
The butter?
I love.
You know, if I had an assistant, she'd be outside milking a cow. I would never, ever run out of butter.
America's Sweethearts there for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, you have to let everyone know that was a movie.
Yeah, that was a movie quote. That was a movie quote. Yeah. So anyway, the live and then she did the whole thing. I just found out she was recording. I don't know what state you live in, Alexis, but yeah, the little mild threat.
Right.
And then ends it. And
right,
then
ended it in the middle. Like
we, and then we were just like, what? I was trying to collect my like words for a while because I was like, what did I just watch? Why did I just watch that? What did she want to do with that? Why did this have to do with disordered eating? What is Alexis feeling right now? Did she just watch that? How does she feel? What is Emily doing on her live with the powder?
Oh my god, the funniest was that the funniest was that the next like then Emily was live and everyone goes and joins Emily's live and the numbers like shoot up and she's like sitting there like a mad scientist, like stirring. She's stirring like, the F Factor powder with her the poppy serum and seltzer. And she's like, you guys want to eat this? You want to put this in your body?
Yeah. I mean, it was,
I mean, it definitely was like performance, not like,
right.
You know.
Right. Yeah. It was a performance.
Yeah.
I guess, what do you think? Like, okay. So I was talking to somebody else about this and they're like, I'm just worried that they're going to wait Emily out and there's nothing that's going to happen. Like every other influencer scandal that happens.
I don't agree that it's going to die down because I think Emily is, okay, two reasons. One, I don't think Emily is going to allow this to die down. The only right. thing that could, the only risk is people losing interest but I don't think people are going to lose interest. Like if you're a victim of this or loosely related to a victim, or like, even if you're someone who's like us, like grappling with diets in general, like you're going to watch. And, or if you're someone who's like ever done the F Factor diet, and there are a lot of people who have, who are interested. The other reason I don't think it's going to die out is like you said, this is not the same as the other influencer scandals. Like this is not like a comment that she made. It's not like, bad clothing that she copied or put out or like photoshopping herself. Like this is people's health, like a large right, number right. of people's health. And I don't think people are going to let that go. That none of that's going away. Like if that's me, I'm livid for a long time.
Oh, I agree because also there's the power of all of the women together realizing at the same time. It's yes. not just like they realize like throughout the years, it's like they figured it out all at once. And then they realized it was okay to speak about it. And then they realized, especially the women like who are clients who experienced like Liz, who shared her story on that other podcast.
Off the gram,
who shared her story. Like she's probably not talked about that publicly. There's other women who probably are feeling the same way and they feel like, oh wow, I can talk about this now. And it's not going to just wipe away with just like silence coming from the other side. And she's not going to be silent. She's went on fucking live today.
Yeah, no way.
She
can't help it. And also the fact that she has such like a bad track record of like handling these things. Here's the thing. I think she went on and thought, I got this. I'm sure she was nervous. She was definitely nervous. But like, I think she believed that like what she was saying was going to make sense and would be well received by like somebody. I think she really thought that this would work. I think she doesn't understand in a lot of cases, like she referenced this even in the New York Times article, like the younger generation that just does not take this bullshit. Like mm-hmm. we don't take it. Like it just, we read it as the bullshit that it is. And she thinks that like you can pull one over with this like bullshit explanation. And she's used to not being challenged on those things. And that's why when she is challenged, like she can barely get through three questions that she doesn't even answer the question she's asked directly. She right. just she answers really with like her spiel.
Have a conversation. And that brings us back to the podcast with her. She couldn't have a conversation.
About
her own diet. All she could say is, these are my credentials and fiber. Like, that's why all. Fiber? And here are the three things. You should eat some minestrone soup at an Italian restaurant.
She talks about the minestrone. She talks about the minestrone soup.
Glasses of wine.
Okay, the fact
I'm
that she
talks. I'm on a tour with three glasses of wine, by the way.
Same. Okay, the fact that she talks about the minestrone soup again today, even though she also spoke about it on DST when you asked about, like, an Italian restaurant. Like,
I was like, so what do you eat? Like,
so you think minestrone, you think someone with emotional attachments to food who's, like, been dieting is going to be like, oh, let me just, like, live off minestrone soup every time I go to an Italian. Basically. What's minestrone?
It's like bean with, like, tiny little
pasta beans. veggies.
Yeah, like, I don't, like, want vegetable soup at an Italian restaurant. I want, like,
it's wild to me that anyone would suggest such a heinous thing.
What I wanted to ask so badly in that interview is, like, three bite rule. Like, how big is the bite? Like, I can shut, like, three bites. Okay, like, I can eat a piece of sushi in one bite. I can eat a Kit Kat Mini in one bite. So
I mean, if I'm limited to three, I'm eating as much as possible per bite because that's how my disordered brain works.
Exactly. That's the fucking point. That's why three bite rule is a disorder.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, it is. Someone did comment on the live. I noticed that the three bite rule is incredibly disordered behavior.
It is. It is. It can't be disputed. That is. There is a rule. It is a food rule. It's in the name. It is
a food rule
where you can only eat. It's a restriction. How could you say it's not a restrictive diet? There is a rule about restriction that
three
you
bites.
Marketed. Three bites, the rule.
Okay, because this is like what she's like. Just because something is doesn't mean she doesn't say that it isn't.
Yeah.
Like that's what's clearly become apparent to me. Like she's not interested in pursuing the reality that like everyone else is living in or acknowledging it.
Yeah. So that's why I've given up like trying to rationalize or like make sense of it or say like how. So serenity now. So I'm just thinking like, okay, let's see how this just plays out. You know, because it's got to be like external forces that make this play out. Because if she's not going to say an actual apology, which she's not. She's not at this point.
There's also, like, an apology is not enough at this point.
But let's, I'm just saying, like, at least, that's what I'm saying, at least, like, that's not even going to happen. No. So, like, I've quit that narrative. Like, it's not happening. I can't hope for it. Because I just, on behalf of everyone who's just, like, talked about it, I just feel so shitty. Anyway, yeah, I don't have any more to say on this topic. Everybody should, though, follow Wellness Alexis. She used to do F Factor. I just discovered her today because of this.
Yeah.
So she used to do F Factor and then kind of discovered that it gave her, like, disordered habits, and now she's, like, F diets.
Her phrase, you're too smart to go on a diet. Like, that's really got to sink in for me.
But it's funny because says that because of the whole like educated thing. That line can go both ways. If you're smart, you want, what is it? If you want,
you're too smart to be on a diet.
Too smart to, and the other one's like, educate yourself and go on this diet. You know, it's kind of funny.
Weird. It's very weird how she uses her education as a shield and the idea of education as a shield. I find that to be so out of sync. 1980s and also very out of sync with her content. Because like her content is not education based. Like nothing she puts on her profile is educational. Nothing she puts on her personal page, it's all like, or at least especially before any of this went down, it was all like Birkins. Personal, flashy Birkins, Upper East Side, Bill Bouquet, Capri, St. Barts. Like she's a very specific type of person, and she was not putting like the only education, quote unquote, and this is actually like a little preview of this coming weekend's DST, is like the education of how to get thinner, how to lose weight, how to cut calories. That's the only education she's talking about.
Right.
We go into this a little on DST about like our own nutrition educations.
Oh, anyway, I will just see what happens, but thanks for listening to us rant, guys. And yeah, I guess you're always with us. What is it?
We're always with you.
I'm so tired now of all this.
I know, like, it's like almost 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, so email us your opinions, dst@betches.com. DM us what you guys think, although we know what you guys think. At Sammy, at Aileen, follow Bruce Bader Ginsburg, follow Lady Sansa, and follow Diet Starts Tomorrow. And
rate, review, and subscribe.
Rate, review, and subscribe. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin. Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Betches.